everyone. This is Leslyn Keith, President of the Board of Directors at Lipedema Project and Director of Research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today, I have an excerpt from an interview with Kate Freeman for our Lipedema Worldwide Summit that was held in 2016. Kate Freeman is the founder of Heart of Releasing, Inc., and she has been facilitating releasing courses, retreats, and coaching sessions for over 35 years. In this excerpt, Kate talks about the alchemy of releasing. She shares how letting go of your emotions can change your life.
I like to sometimes say that releasing is alchemy, because it's really, from my way of looking at it, it's magical. Because when I started releasing, I always was very emotional and very in touch with my emotions, and I just didn't know what to do with them. And releasing gave me a way to let go of those emotions that I didn't want to have. Like, I would often cry easily. And when I learned to release, I found out that it was fine to cry. There's nothing wrong with crying. But that I could also let go of the grief, the sadness, any depression. I could just allow it to leave. And as time went on, I realized that I wasn't just letting go of feelings. I was letting go of whole constructs that I had put together unconsciously. I hadn't realized that I had done it, but I was really holding pictures of myself and structures and limitations for myself. I had a picture of myself that maybe somebody else didn't have of me. And as I held that, it's like I was walking around with a sign on my back that said, "This woman isn't happy." Or something like that, you know? And that's the way people treated me. They kind of treated me as a victim. And as I started to let go, I realized that there was a powerful person in here, and that I could let go of any limitation. It didn't have to be the way I thought it was. It could shift, it could change. It really could go in the snap of a finger. It could go that quickly. So for me, when I first started to release, it's a very simple and yet profound way of letting go. And the more that you use it, the shifts can be really, really profound. The effects are cumulative. And I've changed pretty much every area of my life. I've had a lot of things shift with my body and my body image, with my relationships, with my finances, gosh, all kinds of things. And we use it for goal work. So if there's something that you want, you can let go of anything that's blocking you from having that. And lots of times, there are feelings held subconsciously that we're not even aware of. Maybe something happened to us when we were a child, and we're holding that, and we don't even remember it. And lots of times I'm working with people about something, and suddenly, as we're just letting go of feeling, they'll say, "Oh, I have a picture of when I was this age, and someone said this to me." And they realize that they made a decision, and it's affected their whole life. And that's what I mean by a construct. We've constructed a way of being in the world, and it's based on a false premise. Maybe, you know, sometimes we decide that we're not good at something, and it's not really based in fact. It's just based on one little incident And oftentimes it's way back in our childhood. And as we let go, these things come up. A friend of mine says it's like plates on the buffet line. You take a plate off, and the next plate comes up. And you take that plate off, and there's another plate there. And it's like that. Sometimes you let one go, and another one comes. And you can just let go of years of things very quickly and really transform not only your attitude and your abilities, but the way that you see the world and the way the world sees you. It's really amazing. You know, lots of times you walk into someone's office and your confidence level tells them a lot about you. So if we're not confident in ourselves, that communicates to everybody we meet. And it isn't about how we look. It's really about who we are inside and how we see ourselves. And my experience with the lipedema women is that they're very motivated and they're really willing to let go of what isn't serving. And these things that we're holding, as you see them, you realize they're really not serving. It's like you can go to a restaurant with someone you really love and have an amazing time. And maybe 2 weeks later, you decide to go back to the same restaurant and you've had a bad day. And you go with this person you love, and you're grumpy. And maybe they had a bad day too, and you're both grumpy. And you go to the same restaurant, and you have an awful time. The only difference is where you are with your feeling. The first time you go, you have a beautiful time. You're happy, you're loving, you're glowing. The second time you go, you're both grumpy, nothing's right, all because of the attitude and the feeling. So as we let go of these, what we call lower energy feelings, the sadness, the fear, the apathetic feelings, we start to move into more action and more positivity, and it really ripples out through all our life. Everything starts to feel easier. Even movement starts to feel easier. I realize that I'm making this sound like a magic pill or something, but for me, it really was.
Thank you, Kate. That was wonderful to hear more information about releasing and how it can benefit us. And thank you also to you, our listeners, if you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema. You can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or at this website, lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time for another Living Well with Lipedema flash briefing.